there to compare Fifi, Ben and Nick. But compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
Hey, boys, weekends, I want to hear about them. Now, I know, Fev, that you were driving to McDonald's in a McDonald's pyjama set.
So yeah, I did. And I went into McDonald's with my McDonald's Peter Alexander
pyjama
top on. It's funny.
Did anyone mention it?
Yeah, they all stared at me. They're just weird. Lenny wouldn't go in with me, my 15-year-old daughter.
You didn't even go into McDonald's?
Yeah, mate, I was surprised. Well, yeah. So what happened? I went to the... I went to the Rye Rosebud McDonald's. It was about 5 km away. Close to where I am, and the line was like I reckon 60 cars. It was there were so many people, and I was waiting in there. And Toby were teaching how to toilet train, and we'd already been to Kmart to try to get a click and collect. But anyway, another story for another day. Nightmare. And I didn't want it to wee, so I'm like, Lulu, quickly go see if you can go into the store. And you could. There was no one in there, so I went in, got the food like pretty much straight away.
Oh, okay.
You can take away like a cafe, I guess.
Yeah. So I walked in and got my food with my McDonald's crew top on. Really rocking the McDonald's tea like a loser. Because when I woke up, because I wore it when I woke in the morning, and Toby started eating me. She's like, I want the burger. I want the drink.
That's so cute.
And started drinking and started biting my chest because the McDonald's was on there. I said, do you want Donald's today? And she said, yeah. So that's the only thing I did all weekend. Went to McDonald's.
COD, fair bit of gaming.
No, I didn't really play COD. No, I just watched the Olympics.
Yeah,
I'm addicted to sports. Olympics and footy. That's all I did. Watched the Bulldogs play. They had a good win.
Top of the ladder.
Yeah.
Tigers, good.
Carlton were crap again. See you later.
Now, father with a newborn, Max is 2 weeks now. Is that 2 weeks today?
Yeah, 2 weeks today.
And I had heaps of
sleep. Back for a week. Yeah.
See, that's what blows my mind.
Talking to someone
you're
about
a hero. You're a new dad. You've got a 2-week-old. And you're at work. But how was the weekend?
Oh, just stand like any day with a newborn. Nothing changes. Could be locked down, could not be locked down. Not really.
Yeah, I had heaps.
He's starting to sleep a little bit better.
Yeah.
He sleeps all right. It's Charlie. It's the 2.5-year-old that just at 5 o'clock, he's like, go to the park. You go, no, we're not going to the park. Have a lunch. Big lunch. No, we're not having lunch. He's just screaming. And so, I don't know. I can't plan anything.
Having a newborn is lockdown. It is a lockdown regardless. Yeah, you're right. This is not affecting you at all.
It's we had more friends drop off food.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
Food?
Yeah, people are dropping off food. And I always wondered, like, how did Uber Eats become so popular? And that's because there's professional cooks cooking, and they're much better.
101.9 The Fox. Fifi, Fev and Nick's.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Small business.
Small businesses doing it tough. 2-week lockdown has not been great for a lot of people, and we want to do our little bit to help. And as we've said many times, we've got the radio, we've got microphones, we can share them with you, but we can also write you memorable commercials.
We've nailed that.
So if you've got a small business and you could do with a little bit of help, a little leg up, do slide into our DMs on social media. You send us a comment, whatever. However you need us, 13 10 60, give us a call. We're here for you, Melbourne. And should we have a listen, Josiah? We've done a few commercials.
Sure.
This is the caliber of ad. I mean, sure, there are big ad agencies in Richmond somewhere that will charge you tens of thousands to write you a commercial. Or Fev and Nick or I will write it for you like this.
Maintenance, plastering and painting services. We do everything. Painting, plastering, tiling, carpentry, maintenance. We only started 2 months ago.
And this is my favourite one for you as well.
6-2. 6-2. Yoga and Pilates.
6-2.
Yoga and Pilates. .com.au. High calibre work there, guys. Not only do you hear it on the radio, you also get to, you get it. We send you a copy of it. You can plug away in your own socials with those ads. Now, today we are going to be, well, not we, Nick Cody, you are writing a commercial for Jock and Mac. It's a local neighbourhood cafe in Hoppers Crossing.
Oh, 3029 represent. I'm pumped.
True area.
I know this place.
You've been here.
I've been there before. Mm. Yeah. Old Geelong Road near Hoppers Station.
Good product.
Yeah, ripper. That's ripper good stuff.
Now, Eden and Amy, they opened it in 2018, their very first business. What a shocking time to have started in 2018 and then not know that 2020 was coming. And no doubt have been doing it tough. If you know Eden and Amy, we're trying to call them. So send them a text or give them a call because you're going to spend the next hour, Nick, writing them an ad. Then we'd like to play it to them. So if you know Eden or Amy, from Jock and Matt Cafe in Hoppers Crossing. Let them know that Nick is toiling away. You've been there. What are some highlights for you, Nick, that you're going to write about?
Like any coffee, cafe, food and coffee.
Yeah.
They've bloody nailed it.
And they're doing takeaways. You can get that in to keep them afloat. They're doing takeaways. You'll be able to get that into the ad, which would be good.
Should be able to do that. Local neighbourhood cafe, good food, good vibes.
What sort of vibe are you going to go down? You're going to go an old commercial or you're going to go...
I might go an old song.
Oh.
A song?
Yeah.
Oh, this will be good.
Yeah.
Copyright.
Cheeky jingle. Is it? Can you?
I don't know. Be careful.
No, I reckon you can. I reckon you can get away with it. Parody. I think you can do anything in a parody, and it's fine.
We rip off a lot of songs.
Yeah, we do.
101.9 The Fox. Fifi, Fev and Nix.
Oh my God! Thank you so much.
Small business.
We're giving small businesses a boost by writing their commercials personally, handwriting commercials. And we've had a bit of a crack over the last week or so.
Bruce Goose makes the socks at Queen Vic Markets. They're really comfy and colourful too.
Maintenance, blasting and painting services. We do everything. Painting, blasting, tiling, carpentry, maintenance. We only started 2 months ago.
www.vintagehustlercleaning.com.au.
Love Feb's vlog.
Now we are talking about a wonderful cafe in Hoppers Crossing, Jock and Mac. Now this is a cafe that you, in fact, Nick, have found yourself at.
I have been there. It's near Hoppers train station, Old Geelong Road. Ripper spot. Really good food, really good coffee.
Opened in 2018, tough few years, but we've got Amy from Jock and Mac on the line. Hi, Amy.
Woo, hi guys, how are we?
Good.
We're great, Amy. I imagine things are obviously been really difficult over the last 18 months for you guys.
Oh, absolutely. Small business has just been decimated. So it's just been pivot, 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 and you know, really hard financially and mentally as well.
Now, Amy, I know you guys are doing takeaway and delivery at the minute and the lockdown hours slightly different. I haven't included lockdown hours in my commercial. Because this commercial's for the future. This is for the next 10 years, Amy, all right? You're sorted. We're going to get out of this. Business is going to be booming. Jock and Mac back in the game.
All right. I really, really appreciate it. Really means
Do you know what I'm hoping you've put in? The sticky cinnamon scrolls. I mean, I'm out of your 5 kilometres, Amy, but I want one. I love them.
What I have done, Amy, I haven't included that, but I have included the Instagram handle because the food on there is unbelievable. There's too many good things to list in a jingle. Now, I have gone, last week I went along with a classic ad, Ken Bruce. Took the mickey out of a Ken Bruce ad. Today I've gone with a classic song. I've changed the words to a classic song. I just heard Jock and Mac, very straightforward, good energy. I apologise for my singing voice. It's not what I'm known for.
Get to Jock and Mac for coffees and snacks and more and more and more and more. Get to Jock and Mac. At Jock and Mac on Instagram. What you say? Get to Jock and Mac for coffees and snacks and more and more and more and more. Get to Jock and Mac. It's near Hoppers train station. 3029. Get to Jock and Mac for coffees and snacks and more and more and more and more. Get to Jock and Mac for coffees and snacks and more.
Bit of Cookie Monster at the end there. Apologies, Amy. What do you think of your jingle?
That was amazing. I was kind of thinking maybe you were going to do a Franco Cozzo, you know, voice or something. But you know what? This is better. I loved it.
Oh, that's great, Amy. Well, look, that's your ad now. We'll send that to you. You can use it however you choose.
Fev hasn't spoken. This is what I'm worried about, Amy. Fev has said nothing, which is I can't imagine he's quiet because he's just got so many positive things to say.
Can I read his face? I honestly, I think you're shocked how good that
was. It was amazing.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was really good. It was good. Oh, it was really good. I don't know what you want me to say.
Yeah, it was so good. That was so good.
There wasn't much content in there. It was very repetitive.
But that's a catchy jingle.
Well, how'd it go?
Hit the road, Jack.
That's the song. What was the Jock and Mac song?
Hey, Jock and Mac.
For coffees and snacks and more and more. You don't include everything.
No,
that's
I'm
why it's catchy.
Movement
Bill doesn't say what it'll do in the ad. You just know they'll come to you.
As creative writers, we may bicker, but you also are going to get $1,000. We're giving you $1,000 for your cafe there.
Oh, Oh, that's amazing.
Coffee's and sack no more.
This is just blowing me away. It's unbelievable. For a start of the week to be woken up by my customers saying, call the radio station. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much, guys. I love you.
Oh, well, that's a pleasure, Amy.
Are you Jock or Mac?
They're our miniature schnauzers. We named it after our little doggy.
You've got a painting of them in the shot in the cafe there too. It looks fantastic. But Amy, we love that. We wish you well. We're wishing all small business as well. And if you want to be like Amy and have us write a commercial ad, head to all our socials. I think that's the best thing to say, isn't it? Yep. We don't have a register page or anything.
No. Fifi Fev Nick on Instagram.
You're next. Tomorrow boxing.
Oh, I'm writing again.
Now,
gee, I'm up.
First and second. Nick's taken the podium first and second.
He keeps making them really good.
Really, really good. Missed the brief, I think. Like, I've got to have to up mine, I think. I'm going to have to change.
Yeah, yours
are amazing. Mine are not well.
I'm a one-trick pony.
But are you going to go third time lucky on yours? Do the same thing third time?
No, but you've mixed. You're too good. I'm going to have to try better you.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Now, Boxy, when we left here on Friday, it was the day of the opening ceremony, which was huge. It was an amazing spectacle. The fireworks and the pyro and the drones and the Australians walking out, because we're one of the first to walk out, obviously.
Alphabetical
order. Mm. And the Australians walked out, and one of the great basketball players around the world, Patty Mills, and also Kate Campbell carried the flags, which was great. Two bearers,
yes.
Which was the first time that's happened. Most countries had a female and a male carry it, which was amazing to see because there's no discrimination, which is great. And they're both superstars in their own right in their sport. And Patty Mills, who plays NBA, and in North America, the Canadians, so the Channel 7, we watch Channel 7, who's got the Olympics, who do a great job, and their coverage has been amazing. But their brother-sister station over there in Canada, they had a little bit of a mishap when Patty Mills, the male on our team, and Kate Campbell, the female, were carrying the flag.
And you know what? I think they had two women carry the flag. Kate Campbell, the swimmer, and Patty Mills, the basketball player. So there you go. Question answered.
That's how you do it.
In a games that are supposed to be gender equal.
Now, you got one job, mate. Good old Scotty Russell over there in Canada. He absolutely butchered that. Like, do your research, bro. You had one job to do, Boxy.
Patty Mills, NBA player.
Yes.
Can I guess that he didn't see him? Because
they were watching it.
Maybe he's short-sighted. Like,
he had shorts on and the girls had dresses.
And Patty Mills plays in the NBA,
which is big in America.
You're right. He should have known that.
It was unbelievable. It's an unbelievable stuff.
Because if I saw the name, I'd go, oh, Patty, as in, you know, Selma and Patty on The Simpsons. It's a girl. I thought it was a girl. Maybe
good for equality, though.
Mate, wow, you're right.
Yeah,
it's
a big stuff up.
So if he's a sports journo,
yes,
you'd think he should know Patty Mills at least from the NBL.
You wouldn't see Bruce doing that.
NBA.
Oh, God, NBL. You got one
the
job.
NBL?
The NBL's the National Basketball League.
I know what my job isn't in that sport. I know that.
Huge stuff up.
Hey, on the back of his stuff up, why don't we open the phones and ask the question, have you had one job?
One job. One task.
Oh, the irony.
One thing that you just done.
Josiah had one job then, and he fired it off too early.
I'll never have more than one job.
13, 10, 60. What did you stuff up? It's the one thing you need to do. Umpires is a great one. Remember, and we did a story. Was it last year or the year before? Probably. There was, you know, the people who do the groundsmen who draw the lines on the field.
Yes.
And remember, where was it, Fev? It was like at a local park, a local sort of footy ground.
Yes, it was a local footy ground.
And he or she had done the line around, they'd gone around a tree in the goalposts, like just
job. The oval wasn't an oval. It was had a little chunk out of it, like someone's come and bitten half the ground off.
I got to announce something once. The Gridiron Victoria, American Football League here, they wanted me, this is like 10 years ago, to do some like commentary during the games. The Vic Bowl, the grand final, and then the Division 2 Vic Bowl final.
And as the teams for Division 2 ran out, I read the team names out. And this is going out, it's speakers in the stadium. But I was reading out the teams that were in the Division 1 final.
You had one job, mate.
I had one job.
My favourite is the AFL banner makers. Mm. Now, the cheer squads, they start on a Tuesday to do the banner.
Yeah.
To roll out on the weekend. And it's mainly the Collingwood cheer squad. Mm. They stuff up the words and they don't spell them right. Like, they spelt Collingwood wrong. They missed an I in Collingwood.
No.
Remember the grand final last year, or the 2010, 18 when they played in the grand final? They got the banner wrong. Oh, mate. And then it ripped to pieces, and the poor girl was going up to Buckley saying, "I'm so sorry." And then Buckley had to give her a cuddle.
Oh, no. She had one job.
You had one job, mate.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, we want to ask this question of everyone in Melbourne. Have you noticed you're getting more and more scam calls? Mm. Text scams. I'm getting, I don't know what's happened. It's like 2 weeks ago. Maybe it was just at the start of lockdown. No, I reckon it was even earlier. I reckon the last month. My phone is ringing that often with just numbers I don't know.
Yep.
And then I'm getting text messages. The most recent text I got was somebody telling me I'd won they were coming to collect my Thermomix, which needs repairing.
Ooh,
I was
like,
no, I don't. Here we go. Hi, Felicity. Not Felicity.
Wow.
One of our technicians is about to commence work on your Thermomix.
Wow.
Once they complete their findings, they will advise you, please click here to contact us with your response.
Did you click
it? Of course I didn't. Oh. Of course I didn't.
I'm getting a few too. Like NBN would like to your feedback on your new NBN. Here's a $500 gift voucher. Click. These are all text messages.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? I don't really. I'm okay because I don't pay any bills. Alex pays everything.
Of course.
So I get all these calls and people going, oh, we've got to fix your call. We've got to fix your, we've just gone over your power bill and your phone bill. And I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
I don't have one, bro.
So it's not me.
Take it out of me Dolomites.
Yeah.
So that's how you see, it's easier for you because you know it's a scam.
Everything's a scam because I don't have anything that's in my name.
But I'm getting, what they're doing to me at the moment, it's almost 10:30, 11 a.m. Every day, it's the same thing. It's
and
a
mobiles,
different mobile
man.
Number. Because it used to be private caller.
Yes.
So we used to never answer private calls.
They're actually proper mobile numbers now.
I know. And now what I've been doing is I then hide my number and I'm ringing the number back. And it just goes to a weird clicky thing. So I know it's a call center. And then they just go, hello? And I go, hello?
One called me on Friday and I didn't answer it. Here's do you want me to play the voicemail?
Yeah, go on.
We'll see if it plays it.
Oh.
Bitch. Hello, this is Kelly. Is this Mr. Branton Pivola?
Branton?
Hello? I can't hear any response on the other line. We'll disconnect the...
And then they just hang up every
That's
time.
Amazing.
They do it every time.
Well,
Branton. I like that. Branton.
There's another one. Hello?
I'm speaking with Brandon Pivola, right?
They don't even know it's your voicemail.
Yeah, then they just hang
What's
up.
What's your voicemail then? You tricked them.
On the other line. I need to disconnect this call.
And then they say, I've got to disconnect this call. It's all scammers.
How interesting.
Get them flat out.
Should we, 131060, does anyone know why? Is there a reason why suddenly we're being scammed more? Maybe it's happening to you too. Is this one that scams you, Leon?
It didn't scam me, but it was texting me on WhatsApp last week.
Why don't we ring this number? Can we try it?
Yeah, give the number a go.
I'll put it in. Here
Let's just ring one of these numbers.
Oh, call them back.
Yeah.
Good.
Have you typed it in, Josiah?
It's in. It's calling.
Okay,
he said his name was Adora.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Adora,
if you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number.
Now, see, that's what's getting me is how are they getting access to all these mobile numbers and then they just dump
them? You just put them on, when you put them in websites or you give them to businesses and stuff, they can sell them on. They sell your information on.
But no, what I mean is the mobile numbers that are calling.
Yeah.
So that number that was calling Leon has now, since it called the other day, been disconnected.
Have you watched the burner phones? Have you watched movies?
So they could have a number and then be setting up fake numbers that call out.
Gee. You know?
This is a WhatsApp I got on Thursday, Boxy.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Brooke. G'day. Did you receive the list of kitchenware supplies that I sent you?
So if you'd reply to that, they've got into your phone.
You calling you Brooke. Was that the Canadian Olympics commentator? Brooke Favola.
301060, though. I'd love to know who's written, who's accidentally fallen victim to these people too. Because it's so easy. Like, you think about all the messages you get in a day and you just go, oh, here we go. Yeah, I'll click on that.
So if you're susceptible to scams, give us a call. 131060. Leon will just need your credit card number and your story.
We were just wondering if other people in Melbourne were being smashed by scammers at the moment. I feel like my phone is ringing all day and their mobile numbers I don't know. Because it used to be private callers, but now they're getting access to all these mobile numbers and I don't answer any of them, but they don't stop. And then I get text messages saying, as I said before, someone was coming to check on my Thermomix and I mean, I just feel really sorry for the vulnerable people. And it's the number of people who would fall for these and then they get their whole phone, their bank accounts, you know, compromised by these hackers. It's really sad. And as you were just saying, Nick, off air, that not many people report them because they're embarrassed that they fell for it. But I would also say in this day and age, our brains are so consumed. I've gotten close to opening them because you're sort of mindlessly opening your phone.
You're mindlessly watching TV.
You open your phone. Hang on, what's this? And you open it.
What do you mean you have a crack? It's not a scratchy.
Just to see where it is. Well, some say they are scratchies. I got a message on my WhatsApp two Saturdays ago. What's your situation in Australia? I plan to spend a few days. I wrote back, who's this? That's it, question mark. Hi, I'm Ali. I didn't write back.
Jeez.
I'm like, wow, how do they have your number though? That's WhatsApp. That's WhatsApp.
I know. It's very alarming.
You've got to do 14 days hotel quarantine. It's not worth it for a few days.
Rebecca.
Stay home.
How are you, Beck? What, have you experienced this?
Hi, Fifi. Yes, well, I've been on the other end of the deal where I own a business called Bags Plus and we deal with people all around Australia for custom printed carry bags. So in the evenings, I will divert the landline from work to my mobile because obviously if we've got customers in Perth trying to ring us, the time lag, it's still in business hours for them. And then all of a sudden I was getting like 30, 40 missed calls from mobiles on my phone in the evening at all sorts of time through the night. So I started ringing a few of them back to try and work out what was going on because it was most unusual. And
what'd you find?
Our landline had actually been stolen, the phone number.
Wow.
I don't know how they do it. And they were using our landline to ring people.
Oh.
Wow.
Right? And so then when people ring back, it's our business name that they're hearing on the end.
Oh, no.
So I rang every single missed call back. And I actually got chatting to a couple of people who, because I went through a stage where I thought I'm going to have to change the business number. And I actually spoke to a couple of people who are lovely from interstate and they'd had the same issue. And they said, just write it out and eventually they'll take someone else's number.
Yeah. Any publicity is good publicity though.
Oh.
That's what I was always told when I was on front page of the paper.
That's bad though. Oh, how interesting. It's like they find a host. It's like they're sort of like germs that jump on a host and that's your phone number for a few weeks.
Yeah,
and
they'd
then
all
they
be sitting
off
on a computer boxy somewhere in some maybe European
somewhere.
Little, it'd be like a commission flat sort of style and they'll just be in there sweating up, stealing everyone's stuff. And you've got to think they'd send probably.
Is that what you think scammers work out of, a commission flat?
They would be because they'd be the computer geeks that have that and they'd be under stress by the big dogs. Haven't you watched movies, bro? And they'd be told,
they'd be paid
send
nothing.
10 million things out. If you get at least, you know, a couple of 100,000 replies, think how much money that is.
Jan in Warburton. Hi, Jan. Is it Jan? Sorry, Jan.
With me on this
You're right.
Jan, have you been getting scammed lately?
I got scammed about 3 years ago at 5:40 on Christmas Eve.
How did they get
Santa.
You?
They transferred everything from my redraw, from my credit card, into my savings and wiped me clean, left me $7.56.
Did you figure out how they got in?
Yeah, they say it was an email. I opened an email and the whole lot gone.
Wow.
And did the bank, were you okay after that? Did they?
It took about 3.5 months to get back.
Whoa.
Yeah, the whole lot. Every single thing. It only took them under 5 minutes to do. Like, they just wiped it clean. Everything. Absolutely everything.
Scary, isn't it, what they can get, how they can do this?
Open emails.
No.
I had one from Amanda Lee. We've got a meeting. I go, I don't know.
Tanya in Ivanhoe. Hi, Tanya.
Would wipe your commentary.
Hi, morning, guys.
Now, Tanya, you've apparently got a technique on how we can deal with scammers.
I do. So I kept getting these calls. Some people are saying, oh, we've detected an issue with your Microsoft computer, and I don't even own a Microsoft computer.
Right.
Anyway, so I'd play along with it, and they'd go, you know, you need to type this in and click this and click this. And I'd go, oh, and then all of a sudden I would go, oh, my God, all these letters have just appeared on the screen. And the person on the other end's gone, oh, tell me what does it say? And so I'd spell the two words out, and I won't say it, but the two words began with F and O.
Let me think.
That's good. That is good.
Oh, yeah, get it. Hey, Boxy.
Yes, yes.
Thanks.
Thank you, Tanya.
I've got this stalker Nick/scammer. It just rings me all the time. And at 5:26, they rang and they left this voicemail. I just can't get rid of this person. They are annoying. You ready? All about timing.
I can't hear you. This is weird. If you're there, if you can hear me, I can't hear you. Oh, so weird.
Get the drift, baby. Stop ringing me.
He just disappeared off my phone.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Let's talk about sport.
When you need the play-by-play.
I've heard of the NFL.
Or the biggest sporting moments.
I've heard of the NBA.
There's one person to turn to.
I came across this the other day. Pickleball.
I know.
Pickleball.
Pickleball.
Fifi's Sports Report.
Right into it at the moment.
What's happening?
Boys. Olympic Games, Tokyo 2020. I'm getting in. I'm in.
You're in.
I didn't get into Rio. I don't know. I think I had a newborn baby. I was distracted.
And it was the time difference.
It was. No, I'm in. I watched the girls 4x4, 100-meter freestyle relay. Yep. That was sensational.
Was.
I really got into that. And it's taking me back to my childhood when I used to be right into the Olympics.
Yeah.
It's great to get around it. Australia are doing great. That was a gold medal to Bronte and Kate Campbell, Meg Harris, Emma McKean. Well done. Also, Jack McLaughlin won silver in the men's 400-meter freestyle.
Yeah, he should have won.
He fell behind Tunisia's Ahmed.
Yeah, he was, he qualified last, that bloke. It was in lane eight.
Who?
And he swam out of his skin. Yeah.
The Tunisian.
He made it by 0.2 of a second, the final, and then won the whole thing.
And what about the second most famous Brendan in Australia now? Brendan Smith stormed home in the 400-metre individual medley to claim bronze.
Yep.
That's a hard one, isn't it? The individual medley where you've got to do all four.
Well, he was coming last on the turn, so his last leg was very impressive, his freestyle.
Hey, this is Fifi Sport Report, mate.
But you were watching it all, weren't you?
Colour commentary?
No, well, what if I just do that? Let's do our sports reports like this. I'll do the headline, you add all the commentary.
What you've done is perfect.
Yeah, I'm just doing results.
Just, yeah.
Would you like to know the tally where all the medals are at?
Yes.
Number one, China. They've got 6 gold. They're doing very well.
Yeah.
Number two, Japan. And good work. Good luck to the locals. It's great when you have the Olympics in your country and you do well. In number three, United States, they've got 4 gold. Number four, South Korea. Are North Korea even in this? Are they in the Olympics? I don't think they're allowed to be. They're not even allowed certain haircuts. I doubt they'd be allowed to go out for a swim. We're just checking that.
No mullets. No mullets, no medals.
In at number five, ROC, help me.
Russian Olympic.
They don't say Russia anymore.
No, they're
Why?
Not. Why? No, because they're not allowed to.
Are you kidding?
Russian Olympic Committee?
No, yeah.
The Russian Olympic Committee.
Yeah.
Why aren't they allowed to say Russia?
Russia get banned?
They got banned for cheating. So now they're the...
What, they've come in as the Russia Olympic Committee?
No, they have.
They got done for doping in Rio.
And yeah, now they've got to go through the committee to get in. They've got to go through this, all this testing stuff to qualify.
Well, they're still coming fifth. Are we sure those tests are...
Yeah, you should probably...
You can't just change your name after doping. No. Yeah. I'm Bance Armstrong. Put me on my pushy.
What else have you got there, Boxy?
In at number six, Italy. In at number seven, Australia. So we're number seven tally. Good job, Australia.
101.9, The Fox.
Now, I want to talk about kissing, boys.
Yes,
is that okay?
Yes, good decision. Yes.
Don't you
great decision. Because this popped at me. The whole rundown, we've got a lot of things on our rundown sheet, which is what we've got to go by, and this popped.
I thought it might have. Okay, so how do you tell if somebody likes you from their kiss? You know, if you've kissed somebody and you think they're into you, or you assume because it's a kiss they are into you, well, maybe not necessarily so, because all kisses are not alike. Do you want me to give you the meaning behind some of the most common kissing styles?
Well, kissing, you can have an attraction to someone.
Yes.
But once you kiss, you know.
Right.
If they're not a good kisser, you're not going to stay with them.
And I've always wondered this. Is it that they're not a good kisser, or their kissing doesn't suit you?
No, it's they're not. Because I'm good.
I'm sure you are.
Well, you think you're good. You're not going to say I'm a bad kisser.
No, but I feel like when somebody says, oh, he's a bad kisser, but I wonder if his style just didn't.
Yeah,
there's a lid for
bang.
Every pot.
It's
just
like a game of Tetris.
That.
You've got to just put the pieces together
and hope they fall in. Yep.
Bev's air making out.
So we've got the peck.
Too close to me, man.
The peck.
Now, the peck is just your puckered lip.
Yeah.
That's just your peck.
Hmm.
That, it's fair to say, is friendship, guys, just in case you needed me to point that out.
Is it a long peck or a.
Pecks, by the definition of
just
the peck,
bang,
it's within 2 or 3
in
seconds.
And out.
It's really not that long. But it's a pursed lip. There's absolutely no moisture attached to that. Yeah. That one, friendship,
real
guys.
Dry
moisture.
Lip.
Here we go.
We're going straight into the French kiss. Now, this involves.
Jump up.
What time is it? It's 5 to 7.
We're right.
Okay, this
no
is
one's
long.
Going to school.
This is. There's the penetration of the tongue. That happens. Yeah. That goes. You know, there's just that.
Are you the David Attenborough of making out?
I'm breaking it down.
With that kiss, Boxy.
Yeah.
If you were to kiss someone for the first time, are you just a pecker around the lips a little bit, or are you penetrating at the tongue straight away?
Oh, this is really confronting question to be asked.
Or do you put both together? I put both together.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Because you want to show that you're in.
I think that's nice.
Yeah.
What about the American kiss?
What's that?
The American kiss. See, it's like the French kiss, but without the tongue.
Shoot the gun.
Without the tongue.
The tongue makes it together.
Or can break it.
Yeah, but that's
I
the thing.
I reckon a tongue can break it. Yeah.
So just an open air, no tongue kiss.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
No,
oh.
I think that's good. That's a nice one.
No tongue. Mouths attached.
You're just putting the tongue straight in.
Mate, he's
not straight
have
in.
Have a look at him. He's straight in with the tongue.
I'll take whatever the person gives
one.
Me, to be honest. I've kissed twice and I've got 2 children. It's a good ratio.
Fifi, Bev and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.